I'm Max Pringle with these headlines. The Trump administration will roll out a new strategy for a more aggressive space-based missile defense system to protect against existing threats from North Korea and Iran and counter advanced weapon systems being developed by Russia and China. Details about the administration's missile defense review, the first compiled since 2010, are expected to be released during President Trump's visit today to the Pentagon with top members of his administration. The new review concludes that in order to adequately protect the country, the Pentagon must expand defense technologies in space and use those systems to more quickly detect, track, and ultimately defeat incoming missiles. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asked President Trump to postpone his January 29th State of the Union speech. She cited concerns about whether the hobbled government can provide adequate security, but Republicans cast her move as a ploy to deny Trump the stage. In a letter to Trump, Pelosi said that with both the Secret Service and the Homeland Security Department entangled in the shutdown, the president should speak to Congress another time, or he should deliver the address in writing. New York Democratic Congressman Max Rose told CNN the idea of a State of the Union during a shutdown is unacceptable.
We have to start looking at this shutdown as a national crisis, one that has to immediately be resolved so that we can make sure that our national security is preserved and we are also paying people who are doing their jobs honorably. Yeah. So I think that a State of the Union address right now would be crazy.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen denied anyone's safety is compromised. Trump did not immediately respond to the request, and the White House, thrown off guard by the move, didn't immediately offer any official response. But GOP allies accused Pelosi of playing politics. A verdict is expected today for three Chicago police officers accused of lying in their reports to protect the white officer who fatally shot black teenager Laquan McDonald in 2014. Cook County Judge Dominica Stevenson was scheduled an afternoon hearing for David March, Joseph Walsh, and Thomas Gaffney. They're charged with conspiracy, obstruction of justice, and official misconduct for allegedly lying about the 2014 shootings, which sparked large protests and accusations of a cover-up after dashcam video of the confrontation emerged 13 months after it happened. The video, which city officials refused to release until ordered by a judge, showed Officer Jason Van Dyke firing round after round into the 17-year-old. The video conflicted with the officer's accounts that McDonald aggressively swung a knife at police and kept trying to get up even after he was shot. The video showed the teenager walking away from police at the time that he was shot. Van Dyke was convicted by a jury in October of second-degree murder and 16 counts of aggravated battery, one for each bullet he shot McDonald with. He's due to be sentenced Friday by Judge Vincent Gauguin. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin asked a federal judge on Wednesday to repeal state laws that make it more difficult for women, particularly in rural areas, to receive abortions. A lawsuit filed in federal court in Madison targets restrictions enacted by the Republican legislature under former Governor Scott Walker. The lawsuit comes 10 days after Walker left office, replaced by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Planned Parenthood wants to repeal laws requiring that only doctors perform abortions. Women seeking medicine that causes abortions see the same doctor on two separate visits, and doctors be physically present when dispensing abortion-causing drugs. The Planned Parenthood lawsuit argues that the requirements do not enhance the health and safety of patients, but rather unconstitutionally limit access to abortions in Wisconsin. Los Angeles teachers and school district officials will return to the bargaining table today with hopes of ending a costly and divisive strike in the nation's second-largest school district. The office of Mayor Eric Garcetti says both sides have agreed to resume contract negotiations today at City Hall, with the mayor's office facilitating. But there's no word on whether either side will provide a new offer as the walkout enters its fourth day. Ernesto Arce has more.
United Teachers Los Angeles held several small rallies across the city, in addition to dozens of picket lines staffed by striking teachers. Alex Caputo-Pearl, president of UTLA, accused LAUSD Superintendent Austin Buettner of sending mixed messaging.
Investment banker Superintendent Austin Buettner was brought in by Eli Broad and the billionaires. He was brought in after Eli Broad bought the school board election.
Both sides continue to disagree over pay, class sizes, and support staff levels that led to the first strike in 30 years and prompted the school district to staff classrooms with substitute teachers. In Los Angeles, I'm Ernesto Arce, Pacifica Radio, KPFK.
I'm Max Pringle. You're listening to Sojourner Truth on Pacifica Radio.